A soldier accused of being the ringleader of a group allegedly involved in the Iraq prisoner abuse scandal will appear in a military court tomorrow at Fort Hood, Texas. Specialist Charles Grainer is accused of mistreating prisoners, assault, committing indecent acts, and adultery. Yesterday, Grainer sat in the same courtroom in which he will appear, watching the pretrial hearings of two other soldiers who face similar charges stemming from the abuse at Abu Ghraib prison. A military judge at the trial ordered the former commander of military police in Iraq to testify at the upcoming trial for one of the soldiers. NPR's Jackie Northam is at Fort Hood. Jackie, what can you tell us about the commander, and why did the judge rule that she show up at trial?
Well, Leanne, at one time, Brigadier General Janice Karpinski was in charge of all the U.S.-run prisons in Iraq and all the military police in that country. Now, defense lawyers for Sergeant Javal Davis filed a motion for General Karpinski to appear at his trial. That was granted. Davis was an MP at Abu Ghraib and is charged with assault and maltreatment of Iraqi prisoners. His lawyers say he was just a soldier in a very tense and confused situation, and they're hoping Karpinski will help with that defense. You know, Leanne, in past statements, she said that she didn't have a good grasp on the training for military police or what was really happening at Abu Ghraib. So defense hopes this will show that there really wasn't a clear sense of who was in charge, and that ultimately contributed to the abuse.
Is this the highest level of witness the defense tried to get the government to produce?
Well, they also filed a motion to have Colonel Thomas Pappas to appear, and he was the head of all military intelligence at Abu Ghraib. But it seems that Colonel Pappas is not only under investigation, but the government lawyers intimated that he was going to be charged sometime in the near future. It was interesting to hear about the number of investigations, Leanne, that are still ongoing concerning the abuse scandal.
You know, we've been talking about Sergeant Javal Davis's case, but there's another pretrial hearing yesterday for Specialist Sabrina Harmon. Did the defense lawyers pursue the same tactics in both cases?
No, not really. Harmon's lawyers are not focusing on the chain of command as a defense tactic. They're portraying her more as a scapegoat, someone in the wrong place at the wrong time. Harmon is accused of photographing naked detainees, often in humiliating positions. But she's also seen in some of the photographs. There's one picture of her next to a pile of naked detainees, and she's given the thumbs up sign. But there's also charges surrounding that notorious photograph, Leanne, of a hooded detainee. He's standing on a box with his arms outstretched, holding electrical wires. Harmon is charged with placing those wires in the prisoner's hand and telling him he would be electrocuted if he fell off.
What now?
Well, there's a pretrial hearing for Specialist Charles Grainer, as you said, tomorrow. He was in court Saturday, Leanne, watching the proceedings, and I spoke with him afterwards. You know, he's a very soft-spoken fellow, and his demeanor is almost gentle, which is very odd considering the charges against him. Anyway, he said they're all attending each other's proceedings because their cases are connected and because they're friends.
NPR's Jackie Northam at Fort Hood, Texas. Jackie, thank you.
You're welcome, Leanne.